And so he did pass, and they got him, and they just took over and did what they wanted to do, and they didn't honor his request. And this preacher got up, he got to preaching. He said, "Yeah, I'm a sinner. Billy Graham is a sinner." I said, "Billy Graham, I don't know, he can't defend himself out. I'm sure not one." You got people that are born again, or some of them think they're born again, and they still say this, and this is so crippling to the body of Christ. "I'm just an old sinner saved by grace." How can you be two? You either a male or female. You either saved or lost. You can't be two. Now you may be ignorant of who you are and doing a bunch of stuff you shouldn't be, but once you get born again, you are born again. So he was preaching this man's funeral, talking about how, "Yeah, I'm a sinner." And then he put Billy Graham in it. I guess he's trying to get some clout. You know what I mean by that? Get some emphasis. I said, "I know Billy Graham may not be able to defend himself, but you're not putting that crap on me." Amen. And see, my whole point in bringing this up, it says right here, who, in whom we have, in whom we have what? Redemption through his blood. If I redeem you, if someone owns you, and you are a slave to them, and I go purchase you and redeem you, they no longer have you. You can't keep saying, "That's my master over there." No, not he, your master, isn't it? Jesus is my master. And he told me that I was a new creature. A new species. What is a new species? One that never existed before. I was created by God in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. So we've been delivered from this kingdom. Listen to these words carefully as we read from 1 Peter 2 and 4. Listen to these words carefully. I'm reading this from the New King James, so it reads just a little different from the original King James. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Come in. Notice what it says, and this is 1 Peter 2 and 4, where I began. And it says, let me get to it in my Bible. See, once you, this is what this is all about, learning, then walking in the light of who you are. See, the Word of God, since you're born again, the Word of God should be the only someone that should speak in your life. Opinion, theories, philosophies of others, and traditions that you shouldn't pay any attention to them. You should ignore them. And you should find out, did the Bible say that? And you have to study this word. You have to meditate upon it. You have to feed upon it. Now watch it now so we don't lose our thought here. He said, come into him as a what? See, Jesus is a living stone. What was that song you sang? I'm alive. He's alive. Y'all just finished singing. He's alive because he's alive. I'm alive. I'm alive because he's alive. I'm alive. Because he lived, coming to a living stone. Remember, Daniel said, "I saw a stone cut out of a mountain without hands. No hand did it." This is the stone he's talking about. And he said, come into him as a living stone, rejected. Where? Look now. Rejected indeed of men, but what? Chosen by God and precious. Ooh. Turn to Isaiah 55. Excuse me, Isaiah 53. I'm sorry. I said the wrong one. Isaiah 53, 3. Say he was what? Rejected indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, right? Look at Isaiah 53. He was what? Despised and rejected by men. See, this stone we're talking about is the head of the cone. He is that stone that Daniel was interpreting to Nebuchadnezzar, was coming to set up a kingdom. Oh, glory to God. That all the rest of the kingdom will be crushed and crumble and brought to nothing. But this kingdom will last forever. And in this kingdom, there shall be no end. And I'll tell you something else in this kingdom. There shall be no more curse. Hallelujah. Verse 5 says back to 1 Peter. Verse 5 says, you also as living stone are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up what? Spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. See, we are a spiritual house. We have been brought out of the kingdom of darkness. We have been made new creatures. We have been brought together to make up the body of Christ, where we are a spiritual house that offer up sacrifices that's acceptable to God. God created this world from an original creation. Everything, because that's what the psalmist said. Everything that had breath, he created this world. Everything that has breath should praise the Lord. Amen. Everything, and especially his children, especially the body of Christ, we should do what? Praise the Lord. But sometimes people get caught up in themselves. They get embarrassed in lifting their hand. They get embarrassed in lifting their voice. But I'm going to tell you something. God been too good to me to be quiet in your presence, in the privacy of my home, when I ride down the road in my car. He been too good to me for me just to sit there and say, hallelujah. I don't have to have you, but it sure helps out when you join in. Hallelujah. Because he brought us together that we should praise him. Hallelujah. Because we have been brought together for his glory. Hallelujah. Notice verse 6 said, therefore, it is also contained in Scripture.